Thank you for calling customer service. Vanessa speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing all right. What is the name of this company?
We service over several different companies with over 24 different campaigns in each company.
Because I've found some charges on my credit card that I do not recognize from two different companies.
Okay, yes, sir, I can look that up for you. Can I have your zip code, please?
It's 33033.
Thank you so much for that. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Okay. I'm not up to clean up giving out my information, and I don't know what company I'm dealing with.
Yes, sir, I understand. But in order for me to help you, I will ask you for your first and last name and your billing address to make sure that it matches the account that I have pulled up so I can help you out furthermore. I will not use any of your information without your permission, sir.
Okay. My name is Max Batista.
Can you spell that last name for me?
It's B as in boy, A as in apple, T as in Tom, I as in India, S as in Sierra, T as in Tom, A as in apple.
And you said your first name is Max?
Correct, M-A-X.
Okay, Mr. Max, do you know anybody named B as in Bob, E as in Edward, T as in Time, I as in Isaiah, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy?
Yes.
Okay, can you verify that mailing address for me, please?
I have 228. Southeast 34th Terrace, Homestead, Florida, 33033.
Okay, thank you so much for that, Mr. Mr. B.
Batista.
Batista, okay, Mr. Batista. Oh, like the wrestler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. B.
Okay.
But I'm nowhere near as big.
Don't worry, we all feel like somebody else sometimes.
There you go.
Okay, Mr. Batista, I see here that on February the 27th, this is Miss Batista's account.
Well, it came on my credit card, but yes, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what account she might have created. She says she didn't create any.
I don't
account.
Remember. Yeah.
But that is her name, the name I just spelled?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I just wanted to make sure it was because with, like, if it's like a son and a mother or a father and a son, we wouldn't be able to give you that information due to the Privacy Act. But if it's a husband and wife, they're, you know, combined as one. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm also here.
And she's right here on the phone with me, too.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it makes it even better. Ms. Batista, I see here that on February the 27th, 2021, you ordered the Vibe watch with the shipping and handling for $7.92 and the Vibe pods with the one-year warranty for $18.94 for shipping and handling only for a 14-day trial period.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. And in those 14 days for you to try those products, the Vibe Watch does everything that the Apple Watch does, the stuff you can't make calls on those, but it helps track your monitor. It's sleep therapy. It also helps with counting down the calories that you burn during one day. And with the Vibe Pods, we send those for a 14-day trial period, so you could just listen, see the effect of those Vibe Pods. And on the 15th day being March the 15th, 2021, you will charge $69.97 for the Vibe Watch and $64.97 for the Vibe Pods.
Wow, I didn't know.
Yes, ma'am. It was just a one-time fee. Not be charged anymore or any more products sent out to you unless you authorize it.
So how do I return it?
Yes, ma'am. You can return those. You can return those. I have your the return address if you want to return those.
Okay.
Will we get the money back?
Yes, sir. Once those products are returned, then you will receive a refund of those two prices, of that $64.97 and that $69.97.
Okay. Perfect. Yes, please. Because unfortunately, she ordered those, and then we went out of town for about 2 weeks. And when we got back is when we found the package, and we didn't know there. I didn't know there was a 2 week trial period.
Okay. So it was $120.
No, it was close to $100.
Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, I understand about that. And then once you'll receive that refund, but it'll be minus $9.95 for restocking fees.
Okay.
Are you ready for that
yes.
address? Okay.
Yes. Okay.
On the package, you're gonna put, attention, vibe, watch. In pods.
Okay.
And that address is 105 Surrey Way, S as in Sun, E as in Early, R as in Rabbit, A as in Apple, W as in Wave, A as in Arthur, Y as in Yo-Yo.
Okay. Sarah Way.
No. Yes, sir.
Oh, is that two different words, Sarah Way?
Sir, it's the script, Sarah Way.
It's one word, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Number 179.
Okay.
Militosa, California, M as in milk, I as in Israel, L as in land, P as in plant, I as in island, T as in Tom, A as in apple, S as in sand.
Okay.
California, 95035.
Okay.
Can you repeat that for me so I can make sure we have everything correct?
Sure. It's attention to Vibe, Watch, and Pods. 105 Sarah Way. I guess Sarrawaway, one word. Number 179, Milpitas, Milpitas, California, 95035.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And once those are returned, just give us a call back with that tracking number so we could track and make sure that it's returned back into the warehouse. And once we see that it's back in the warehouse, you should receive your refund minus the $9.95.
Okay. Okay, that seems pretty easy. So the company name is Vibe Watch and Pods, or?
Yes, sir. It's Vibe Watches, and we have Vibe Watches and Vibe Pods.
Okay. That's awesome. Well, I appreciate your help today. May I ask who I was speaking with?
Vanessa.
Is that V-A-N-E-S-S-A?
V-A-L-E-S-S-A.
Oh, V-A-L. Oh, I did hear correctly. I thought I misheard.
No, okay. Sir. It's a lot of people always think it's Vanessa, but it's Valessa with the L instead of the N.
Okay. Okay. Well, that has helped us resolve this because I didn't recognize it. And unfortunately, the little receipt we got with the AirPod or the pods and the watch was for $13 and something. So I said, this does not match what we've been charged. So she said, that's the only thing I bought on that day, so it can't be that. I said, okay. But
also,
it does match, so thank you.
And also our order confirmation email was sent to Britton.Batiste@yahoo.com.
It should be Bitian, B-I-T-I-A-N. If it was B-R, that's why we didn't see the receipt.
Oh, yes, sir. B-I-T-I-A-N.
Yeah, .Batiste@yahoo.com.
I don't know where I got Britton from. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, well, it looks like Britton.
What's on that British?
But she's not British.
Okay.
Okay.
So much for your help.
Yeah, Melissa, thank you for your assistance today.
Sorry, I thought it was cheaper, so.
She couldn't believe it. I get AirPods for what, $10? I'll buy them. I was like, yeah, thank
My
you.
My sister did the same thing, though.
Yes, but they go good with that smartwatch. Because you
I already have a watch.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I already have an iPod.
I'm not sure why she purchased them. She has
buy it from my mom.
Both the AirPods and the watches.
It was from my mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She wouldn't know how to use it anyway.
No, she wouldn't.
I would spend 3 hours just explaining it to her.
Oh, well.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
That's just we'll like me and my mama.
I know, it's hard, right?
You be like, look,
something.
You gotta do it like this,
right? And you buy them something to make your life easier, supposedly, and then you end up having to do more support.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your help.
Yeah.
You're so welcome. And again, thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Batiste, for calling customer service.
Thank you,
Melissa.
So you want me to call back after I have a tracking number, correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a preferred shipping company? Like UPS or FedEx or Postal Service?
No, sorry. Either company.
Okay. That sounds good then. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And again, thank you for calling customer service.
Okay. Have a good day.
You also.
Bye.